Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there. Hello, and welcome back to Should I Delete That. I'm Alex Light.
And I'm Em Clarkson. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I can faintly hear a baby screaming in the distance, which makes me a little bit not good, but that's also just what we're doing at the moment, so...
Just ignoring
I'm kind of getting used to it.
Just leaving him in the distance. Yeah. We're trying this new thing where I just put him really far away.
Crying, can't hear that. No, he's in a phase. He's crying a lot, but I don't know. Apparently it's a 4-month thing, so yay for me.
Babies live in phases. It's how we roll.
And I hate to say it because I would like to boycott Amazon. I really, really would. However, Amazon is my best friend right now.
That's a bit hurtful for me to hear, but I'm happy for you.
Sorry, it is my best friend. It trumps you 1,000% because it's like, oh my God. And literally, and someone only has to suggest something which might keep him entertained or keep him happy or make him laugh. And I'm like, duh, it's ordered before you finish your sentence.
I get that. That's why babies bring so much crap with them.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. I feel like we've stuff to talk about this week.
We do have stuff to talk about this week.
That's good.
I need to talk about baby reindeer. I need to talk about it.
Yeah, we can do that. Have you finished it? Because when I saw you on Sunday, you're only 4 episodes in. Oh, hang on, Alex. Before we talk about baby reindeer... We need to talk about Sunday. We need to talk about the fact we went to Magic Mike Live.
Oh my God. You were like, Sunday. I was like, what did we do on Sunday? Oh.
Sunday.
That's
day
what
arrest.
We did on Sunday.
Not for us.
No, no, no. Oh,
not
no.
Not for us. Big day. I got a big humping in the back from our podcast guest.
You got such a big humping. It's such a shame that you didn't put that on Instagram because I feel like people would have wanted to see that.
You
got a proper hump.
I got a proper hump. The problem with that was it was early. I tell you what he did, Al. He raw dogged it because I didn't even know it was.
Stop it!
I didn't even know it was him. It was some man dressed as a sailor pulled my hair back and like stroked my hair, and then I was like, this is all right. And then it was like having a fucking Labrador on top of me, just hump, hump, hump. I was like, well, this is a baptism of fire. And also there's something to be said for complete anonymity in that situation. Knowing someone a little bit makes it way worse.
I mean, we don't consider our setting to be a professional setting, but in comparison to the Magic Mike one, it's quite professional, right? Which is where we met Jake. So it was very strange to suddenly see him with no clothes, humping, grinding. Just odd.
He was good. He was very
good. I mean,
good.
Very, very good. And
very good at dancing. And
very good at his job.
Thrusting. It was just the most nuts Sunday afternoon of my life.
It was different. It was different. And I brought my friend who is not, I don't know, she's like self-professed, like very, very prudish. And she was like, oh my gosh, what is going on here? And the code word was, sorry, the safe word was unicorn. It was really cool, actually. There was like so much consent throughout the show, wasn't there? Like they came up to me a few times and were like, do you mind if we do this, if we do that? Like, do you mind if I pull, I can't remember what he did. Oh no, I got humped as well, actually, not by Jake, but by someone else. And he was literally like, do you mind if I do this? And I was like, I don't think so. And then someone came up to me before Jake took me for a dance and was like, do you mind if Jake comes up and takes you for a dance? And I was like, this is really nice.
That is really nice.
And there was like a safe word, unicorn, and you could say unicorn at any time and they would stop. And I don't know, I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it was a hoot. It was just nuts because like Sunday morning I went out for brunch with my kid and my dog and it was like wholesome.
Family vibes.
I was in a gilet and didn't have any makeup on. And then Sunday afternoon it was like, oil me up.
Dave sent me a picture of Tommy on his little playmat and was like, how's your day going? And I just sent him back a picture of a man who was almost naked, but in like a mesh thong with his bum out. And I was like, we're having different afternoons, babe. Very different.
Very different, Fashion news.
Victoria Beckham's collaboration with Mango went live and it only went up to a size 12. Size 12, Em!
I've heard that it was 12 to 14. I don't understand. What did Mango go up to normally?
I actually don't know, but I presume it's a 16 because that seems quite typical of...
Quite standard.
Quite standard of that kind of high street store. Oh, no, I totally take it back. Mango actually go up to a size 26.
Now that is the problem with this.
Wow. They have got here, this striped dress with bare shoulders goes up to a size 26. Shit.
They've always got bare shoulders on the plus size stuff.
Shit. That's crazy.
Why do they hate all the plus size women want to
do? Do you know what? There's a brilliant TikToker that does like in this week's edition of plus size clothing, and it's always like a sequin butterfly and like a cool zigzag pattern and a cold shoulder.
Always the fucking shoulders.
Yes.
That's mad. I don't understand that. I don't understand. Like, you know what? If a brand like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like, if Zara did it, I'm like, yeah, well, they own their shit. You know what I mean? Like, they make tiny clothes for tiny people.
They're unapologetic.
Or Brandy Melville. Or like, yeah, one of these brands. But it's like, if you're making the effort to go up to a size 26 with your normal clothes, why?
Why?
But then it feels out. Like, I don't know if I'm, like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm being really negative with this, but I just feel like, Finn's just 100% back.
Yeah,
like,
no,
brands aren't even trying.
Yeah. I feel like there's been a real shift back to, or like a shift away from body positivity. And I feel like people have ditched that and in favor of like, oh, being healthy, because actually like we had that phase, but really like, let's look at what's actually healthy. And I've noticed so many plus size, not even plus size, but like previous body positivity influencers who are now on like weight loss journeys. Like a lot of them seem to be doing the hard 75 or 75, something 75.
Okay, so but I'm interested in your opinion on this because they have to be allowed to do that, right? If that's their journey. But I keep seeing people, because I actually don't know who we're talking about. So I'm just going to keep being elusive because I haven't seen it. But like, I don't know. Like, what responsibility do we think these people have if you've built an audience on body positivity? Now, I think for the most part, most of these women, or the women in the space how I think of it, really were celebrating themselves and anybody that was inspired to celebrate themselves as a result of seeing this one woman celebrate herself felt like a happy like a happy add-on. Like, I feel like that's the kind of, maybe not body positivity because that's more political, but like body confidence, I kind of felt this, like, for me at least, like, but not to really use myself, but like I feel like it's a journey and you're watching loads of women learn to love themselves, and then that in turn inspires more women to love themselves, and you think that's really cool and that's how it should be. And it was less a business plan and more like a woman's genuine like journey to love, right? With that in mind, if she then changes her mind, changes her body, like, what responsibility does she have to her followers? Because I don't think it's so cut and dry as to say she doesn't have a responsibility to them, but then she also can't have full responsibility for them. So
yeah,
where do we land?
I don't know if it's like responsibility. I don't know if that's the right word. Maybe it is, but I feel like it's more, it's, I don't know, it's definitely a moral issue, I think. Because if you have built your following, And a following off which you are profiting, and if you've built that up off of body positivity or body confidence, body image, whatever, if you've built it off of that, then to pivot on that and then to bombard your audience, suddenly a vulnerable audience, one might argue, because they're people who are looking for help with their body in the first place, and people who are probably likely trying to ditch diets, trying to improve their body image, and then suddenly you're just kind of doing this 180 on them and then losing weight. But then on the flip side, like, they don't really owe their followers anything, and it's then up to their followers to unfollow them, if, you know. So it's tricky. Yeah, you're right, it's tricky.
Yeah, because I keep thinking as well, like, if I think of weight, you know, such a scale. We accept that we're going to change weight so many times in our lives, right? We'll go through periods where we're going to be smaller and bigger and whatever. And for a time, maybe it was profitable online if you were going to make that work for you. If as the cynics amongst us would say, like, body positivity was just something that was cashed in on. Like, maybe it was done for financial gain, or maybe it was just a genuine celebration of where you were in that moment, in which case, surely we should be able to celebrate these people as they come out of that moment and into the next. And, like, that's where I kind of feel this, like, I don't know, this, like, contradictory confusion, because I think, I don't know, if somebody was loving themselves when they were bigger, that's a really great message that they sent. But just because they're now wanting to be smaller, does it mean that they never loved themselves when they were bigger? No. I don't know. Like, it just, it feels like so much pressure to put on one person.
It does. I guess whenever an influencer loses, okay, so if an influencer loses, I think there's two separate issues here. Like, if an influencer loses weight, I think absolutely her right to do so, it's her right to share it as well, but her right to do so, and she can look however she wants, and it's actually nobody's business to comment on that, or she doesn't owe anyone anything, she doesn't owe her followers anything. But it's the documenting and the pivoting of, like, from body positivity to weight loss, essentially back to diet culture, even though it's kind of wrapped up in, it tends to be wrapped up now in, like, I'm doing it for my health, or I'm doing it to get back to a place where I feel comfortable, or I feel like this is, like, something, like, really common as well, or, like, to feel less sluggish, you know, which is always, like, code.
To be fair, wouldn't we all?
Well, yeah, don't even start. But that tends to be code for, like, I want to lose weight. Like, I want to look better. So I
want to be more of a worm than a slug.
So I think it's the sharing it. I think it's the sharing it that feels really icky for me. It feels off. But in terms of responsibility, I think that's, like, up for debate. I really do. Yeah, I don't know where I actually, like, fully land on that.
I can't, because I keep fucking...
It's not morally right, though. To me, it doesn't feel right morally.
Okay, so this is really interesting. Right? I got a DM just on this now, because now I feel like we've, like, picked a thing. Like, so I've lost weight the last year because I had a baby. Then I have got further away from the time that I had a baby. So I've lost weight, right?
Yeah.
And I've had, like, a couple of comments about it. And it's like, I don't know. I mean... Like, I don't know what responsibility, because we do talk about this where, like, and obviously I haven't done 75 hard or whatever, but I have trained for a marathon, and I know for me that that's mindset, but it's someone else's perception that I may have done it for, you know, like, it's fitness, and it, you know, I had a big fitness goal, and fitness comes hand in hand often with weight loss and whatever. But, like, I get comments sometimes about the fact that my body's changed. And I find that really interesting, because it's like, how much are we projecting onto other people? And then, I don't know. I don't know. It's like, we want to freeze people in time. And then, but it's so much more complicated
so much
than
more
that,
complicated.
Because I can't get my head, but then, I can't get my head around
but
it.
But for you,
I want to say...
You never had, at least you never stated that you had a specific intention to lose weight.
No. Well,
exactly.
I didn't.
So that was never... that.
Yeah, so
it's completely different.
But then, would that have been a bad intention? Because, like, there are people who are making very deliberate efforts. Like, look at Oprah or, I don't know, anyone. anyone on Non's Epic or whatever. All these people who are making really deliberate efforts and have deliberate intentions, and... It's kind of their right.
It is their right.
Can't work out.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because then, like, Oprah, like, she has been the face of weight loss for so long. She's been...
Yeah, I mean, she is
weight loss. Like, she's tried so many different things. Yeah, she's been the face of Weight Watchers. She's done this, she's done that.
She is the face
of
Weight Watchers.
She is still, yeah. Now that they've partnered with Ozempic and basically admitted that Weight Watchers is just not very good. So it's... different, but then, like, yes, even if you said I am going to lose weight, this is how I'm going to do it, I don't Yeah, I think you have every right to do that. I just don't... That's the thing. You have every right to do it and you don't owe anyone anything. I just feel like it would be... I feel like people wouldn't be mad. They'd just be disappointed. No, I just feel like it's a moral... I don't know. I can't, like, put my finger on it. It's like an ethical thing.
I know, but then there's something to be said for, right, at least they fucking own it. At least, you know, someone who's lost loads of weight and everyone's staring at them going, how did they do it? How did they do it? At least, you know, if someone comes forward and said, Ozempic, it's like, okay, well, that's that. But then you're in shit for saying how you did it. So you don't want to endorse this toxic way of losing weight. But then if you're quiet about it, then you're gatekeeping and then you might be falsely leading people to believe that you've done it through natural means. And then, you know, more and more people are going to beat themselves up for the fact they can't look like this unobtainable body that you now have. So what level of transparency do you owe people?
But that feels like people have to manage their own things in that instance. Do you know what I mean? Because if they're projecting onto you, like onto someone, like, oh, but they might have done it through natural means and I haven't, and that's making them feel bad. Like, that's, this sounds harsh, but like, that's kind of their own thing. Whereas if someone is saying to you, I am doing the hard 75 and I'm not eating this day and that, I don't know what the hell hard 75 is. Scrolling past because I can't be arsed. But like, if someone's saying, I'm losing weight through this.
Toxic in me, I'm like, I could handle a hard 75 days. And then I think, why would I want the hard 75 days when I could have an easy 75 days?
I actually don't. Oh, actually, yeah, I think 75 does stand for days. That's just clicked. Anyway, whatever. But do you see the difference in my head? It's like, you're not talking about it. You're not, I hate the word, like, promoting it.
With that in mind, if people are taking Ozempic, for example, do you think they have a responsibility to tell people that they are or not?
No.
Okay, do you think they should tell people that they are or they're not?
I think they should do whatever they want to do.
But if they were to say that they were, that would be a bad thing. Would it be good for that they're being honest? Or would it be bad that they're promoting something dangerous?
No, I think they should be able to say it as well. And I don't think that would necessarily be a bad thing.
But if this person has been revered as a plus-size person and has built a following of people who perhaps follow them because they're empowered by this person's body, and then this person changes their body, it's... Because then the further down this we go, I just think, oh, fuck okay, it, do so what the,
look, I agreed. I guess the further down this we go, the more, like, stipulations that are coming into my head. Okay. But it's like, if I'm saying I'm taking Ozempic, like, I've lost loads of weight, it's because I've taken Ozempic. It's different to I'm taking Ozempic. I started off at 200 pounds and now I'm down to 180 after 3 weeks. And like, this is what I looked like before and then this is my after. I don't know. I've lost myself now.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Al, what would you say if I said to you, I'm going on Ozempic just for a bit, and I'm going to share the journey online?
I'd be like...
Is that my right?
Of course it is, but I would be like, fuck.
No, don't. Our brand.
Don't do it. Yeah. You're ruining us. No, I don't know. This is really hard.
It's really hard.
It's new territory because... Yeah, I don't know.
But I just keep thinking, like, I mean, it isn't really, because this is like, you know, women have been, female celebrities have been doing like the sort of weight loss DVD forever. Yeah. But then I'm also like, listen to how long we've just talked about women's bodies.
Yeah.
This is such a problem. We don't talk about men like this. It's so annoying. No. And it's like, I don't know, we're just, it's so much of like calling each other out, catching, tripping each other up. policing what we're doing, policing what each other are doing. And I've actually, I tell you what I've seen recently that's been a bit nuts I wanted to talk to you about. Did you see that photo that Kim Kardashian put up for Kourtney's birthday?
Yes. People went off in the comments.
People went off on this, right? And I am quite interested because, obviously the Kardashians have played a huge role in creating the beauty standard. They're problematic as hell, right? I get that. But I think the standard people are holding them to now, they are upholding, we are upholding what they created much more intensely than they are, in my opinion. Like when Kim put up that photo of herself, Khloe and Kourtney. Kourtney's just had a baby a few months ago. I mean, she still looks ridiculously good.
I know.
But she's got like ridiculously good. But she's got like a bit more curve than the others. Because she's like just had her like fourth kid and she's like 45 and she just looks unreal. Anyway, all the comments are like, Kim, like, why do you hate Kourtney? Kourtney's going to fucking hate this. Like, why? You've done her so dirty, blah, blah, blah. And then Kourtney comes out and she says, I love the way I look. Like, this body created my babies. And we're like, oh my God, unexpected bingo card of the year. Kourtney Kardashian, our body positivity.
I don't know.
And then I saw another photo of her yesterday. Again, still looks ridiculously good. But all the comments are like, girl, you got soft. Are you pregnant again? Like, look at that belly, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh my God, what's happened?
What has happened?
Also,
when I saw...
What's happened?
Because, that picture of the three of them and then people like, tell me you're feuding with Kourtney without telling me you're feuding with Kourtney. And I was like, guys, she looks great. Like, she looks so good. But also, like, do you really think that Kim would have posted that without, like... It's going out to billions of people. Like, they are not going to be allowed to post pictures of the others without permission.
Fuck no. Fuck no.
No way.
Although I wish I had that stipulation with my sister. You should see the photo she uploaded of me.
It's people aren't used to seeing, especially in that context, in the context of a Kardashian, on a Kardashian's Instagram, people aren't used to seeing, like, bodies that don't look like the typical Kardashians' bodies, like the standard of beauty, right? They're just not used to. And this is even crazy to say because Kourtney's body is like mini, minuscule, tiny. It's just that they are so contoured, the other two. I don't know. I can't think of another word for it than contoured because that's what it feels like they are through whatever means. I don't know. That's up for debate. But like, she looks different compared to them, but still just like, she still fits the standard of beauty. This is the thing.
She does. But this is what I find quite interesting is it's just like, as we talk about them, right, and how problematic they are, which they are, you know, whatever. But if they wanted to move away from that and to create a more positive legacy, we're not going to allow them to do that. Because it's just like, you know, Kourtney's taking very, like, very little steps here to, like, slightly normalising a postpartum body. And it's not my normal, but it's a normal and, like, good for you. But the minute she does that, we make such a big deal out of it it's a worse situation than if she hadn't done it in the first place. Like, the standard now that we're holding them to is much higher than the one that they've created for themselves. And that feels difficult. Like, that feels frustrating.
Yeah, that twists my mind a little bit, but I see what you mean.
Because it's just like, we're not going to allow them to do better. We won't allow it to change now because we've accepted them as they are.
Did you see Khloe put up a post that was a picture where she was like, this is motivation.
Yeah, this is my inspire.
But I misread it. I totally misread it. I'm an idiot. I saw that and thought she was saying, I look big here. This is going to serve as my, like, before picture. I'm using this as inspiration.
Oh, that's what motivation I thought it said.
Apparently, it meant that's an old picture of her where she thinks she looks really good. And she's, like, using that as her after picture to be, like, that's where I'm going to get to. Like, I'm using it for thinspiration, like, motivation.
See, thinspiration's back, isn't it? It's just back.
It's because of Ozempic, I swear. It's because of Ozempic and it's a backlash. It's a backlash to body positivity because so the pendulum always swings like too far in the other direction. And I feel like that's what people have perceived that it's done with body positivity. It's like, it went too far. We got too comfortable with bigger bodies, that bodies that aren't healthy. It went too far, and now we've got to bring it back. And it's like swung the other bloody way, and people are losing weight left, right, and centre. I swear, like, the world probably collectively will be thinner now than it has been for quite a long time. Actually, I don't know that. Probably not. But you know what I mean? So many people have lost weight. Like, everyone's losing weight. Celebrities left, right, and centre are, like, coming onto the red carpet looking thin, like, thinner than they have been. And so, yeah, I think we're going back to, like, thin is back.
And then what? What do you think then happens?
See, I thought we were going to sort of land in the middle with this. Like, the pendulum was going to, like, stop and slow, and, like, we're going to land in the middle. But I don't know, honestly. I don't know. But then I feel like we've become, through the body positivity movement, we're too conscious now of the fact of, but I think anyway, we're too conscious of diet culture and beauty standards and how damaging they are and how arbitrary they are. I think we're too conscious of that to let it completely rest with, like, thin is good and we've got to be thin. But having said that, who fucking knows? I'm in a bubble, man. Honestly, I'm in such a bubble. This is bleak, isn't it? Sorry, I feel bad. It's bleak.
Well, yeah, and I also, we've made no conclusions. We've made no conclusions. But I don't know. I feel like the like overwhelming thing that I feel is anger that it's just more noise around women's bodies and like our like because ultimately, if women want to lose weight, fair fucks. If you want to gain weight, fair fucks. Like,
yeah,
how you show up should be, you know, yeah, fine, yeah, whatever. But I think, like, the thing we have to unpick and, like, work out within, like, ourselves, and I need to work this out before I, like, try and educate my daughter, but it's, like, what, like, responsibility, what power are we giving celebrity? Because it's actually nuts. Like, all this is showing is like how incredibly powerful celebrity is, like perhaps more than ever, but like a whole load of celebs took a diabetic medication and like all of a sudden everyone wants to be thin again. And it's just like, that is actually like the yeah, status that we give it is wild, isn't it? And like that seems like the biggest yeah, problem.
I mean, beauty standards have always come from celebrities, like even back to like the 40s, like it was like, I can't remember her name, but like a film star, and then it was Marilyn Monroe, and we've always taken beauty standards from celebrities. But yeah, it's just, it's brutal when it's like, to now fit those standards that they're setting, you A, have to earn a lot of money because Ozempic is really fucking expensive. And B, you have to be prepared to inject yourself.
Sacrifice your pancreas.
And C,
you've got to really not care about your yeah, pancreas. I like, like, it's quite a strict stipulation.
Put up with some pretty shit side effects. Like, people are vomiting, diarrhea, nausea, headaches. Like, there's all sorts. I don't think this is not for the faint-hearted.
But this is booty. We've just been here. Like, I swear, like, we just got out of here. Like, we just got out of our influencers selling laxatives. And now we're just injecting them and everyone's like, ooh, cool. It's not cool. There's nothing about shitting yourself that's cool. Like, it's so nuts how we can just repackage something literally 10 years later and everyone's just forgotten.
Actually, like, I'm hesitant to say this because I don't want to encourage people to do it, but it's extremely easy to get your hands on it. And I know this because I was going to feature in a documentary about it, which didn't end up happening, but we tried to see if we could get hold of it. Easy.
Was it?
It was so easy. So easy. There was hardly any boundaries, or at least boundaries that aren't... Yeah. Going to be that, like, that are very easy to overcome if you're a vulnerable person who's desperate, basically. So yeah. Anyway,
bad, and we didn't make any conclusion. This all came from VB's mango.
We can talk about Baby Reindeer next week, please.
We're gonna do it next week. Okay, well, you haven't finished the episode yet. Yeah, anyway, that's the series. Yeah. Anyway, I guess we need to ask for people's opinions on this.
Do you know what?
I feel like
we've
actually said nothing important or educational or helpful, and we've probably just made everyone a bit depressed.
It would be so good to do this as like a live conversation with like loads of other women, like loads of our listeners, because they would have some really good opinions on this. So it would be really cool, actually, if you would put your opinions on paper. Let us know what you think about this. Write into us. Email shouldidelete.that@gmail.com. If you're on Instagram, at shouldidelete.that. Tell us what you think, and it would be nice to just, it would be interesting to talk about this, I think, and like, help us out, please. Yeah. Help us come to some kind of conclusion.
Yeah, what level of responsibility, like what, to what extent does anybody have a responsibility to stay at a weight that they're not happy with?
No, because I don't even think it's that, because when you say it like that, I'm like, oh my God, no, of course they can lose weight. Okay, put it like this. So if I turned around now and said on my Instagram, so after all the work I've done on body image, right? If I turned around now and said, guys, I'm losing weight, I'm taking Ozempic, and I'm going to
here's my before picture
because you are a before picture, and I'm going to document the journey online. Tell us what you think about that. Like, have you got
the right to do that?
Have I got the right to do that?
Have you got the right to build your, like, to build what you want? If that's what you want,
yeah.
Are we in the right to stand in your way?
Oh, you're standing in my way, guys. Oh. Fuck.
I tell you what you've done, Al. You've made a rod for your own back.
I have, haven't I?
No one's epic for you. No shitting yourself for you. You are destined to a healthy pancreas for the rest of your life.
In my future. Unlucky. A little Ozempic account on the side, you know, a little Finsta. please write in. I'm actually so interested to hear what people have to say about this, because I feel like they'll just like sum it up far more eloquently than we've tried. But
I feel like we've wasted everybody's time.
But we love you. We love you regardless. And we can't wait to hear from you. And yeah, next week, I'm excited.
Of course we love them regardless. It's whether or not they love us regardless.
Yes, could you let us know at the end of the email whether you do still love us or not? We'd like it in writing, please.
And if you don't write that.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting.
More on this next week.
All right, guys. Well, we love you loads. We will see you on Monday.
See you on Monday, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? It's part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.